Marie on the line for Pacifica. You're on the Giant 68 KNBR. Thanks for calling, Marie.
Hi, Leo.
Hi.
I just had a comment about the protesters, and I think I would rather last night have thought of ourselves as demonstrators, as one of the people among the 10,000. And I was at Mission in 24, and most of the group I was with, which were parents and teachers and professional people and young people that were concerned, left the group that were just, you know, graffitiing the buses and causing the damage, and just started down Mission. And that kind of spirit continued as we walked, you know, on the march. And as things got rowdy, people that were in the large group would pull back or pull to the side as the kids would go. You know, most of these were youngsters or, you know, teenagers or early 20-year-old kids that would run down Market Street knocking over things and doing graffiti. And at that point, the crowd would boo them, and the chant came up, no violence, no graffiti, to these, you know, kids that were causing trouble.
Maybe we should only allow people over 21.
Well, I think it's just reactionary, and I think there's a lot of fear there, but
yeah.
I do want to say that I really think a lot of people were sincerely there just to make the opinion known that it was still time to negotiate, and we didn't need to start the bombing. And I hate to see everybody get a bad name for that, and as you say, that's what makes it America.
Yeah, but it is a shame, and unfortunately, the fact that there are more people like you, Marie, than the rest, than the bad apples, kind of gets lost in all of this.
It does, and I think also that, you know, people's causes for being there were very mixed, and there were people there like many other rally. You know, the Native American people were there in El Salvador, and I think the issues were all very mixed up, but I think that the real, you know, message was deep in the hearts of everyone, and I do feel like you do, I think, that it doesn't mean we don't support the people over there. It just means we wish we could have solved it another way.
Yeah, they have a tough job to do, and now it's their turn, unfortunately.
All right, thanks, Leo. Good
Thank
on.
You. Appreciate the call. Yeah, terrible, terrible thing to see all that violence going on out there, because it does obscure the real issues. And boy, you talk to, well, you've heard it here tonight. Every person has a different point of view, a different opinion. I guess you can divide it among those who believe we should have used violence, used war, and those who don't, but that's a pretty crude division, because for every person you talk to, there is a different point of view, and that's what makes America great. God bless that diversity of opinion, and let's keep the right to speak. Here's your chance. 956-KNBR is the number from the South Bay, 575-KNBR to Marin. We go, Liz on the line on the Giant 68 KNBR. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, Liz.
Oh, this isn't Liz. This is Tracy in San Francisco.
Okay, well, we lost Liz, but now you're on, Tracy. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. You know, I wasn't one of the demonstrators or anything, but I felt like I should have been a part of it because, maybe because I'm young and don't understand politics or something, I didn't agree that we should get involved in this. I really don't, you know, agree with war and all of this, and frankly, I'm quite frightened because I don't know about terrorist attacks and, you know, what this might mean, and I have a five-month-old baby, and I'm wondering, if I walk into a supermarket, is the place going to be blown to bits with me and this baby in there?
You don't have to worry about that, I don't think.
But I'm so nervous, and, I mean, this whole thing has got me, you know, just absolutely shaken.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, I was watching Oprah, and I went in there to change the baby, and I came back, and the minute I heard, I guess it was Richard Brown's voice, I was like, oh, no, don't tell me.
Yep.
You know, because when it was still Operation Desert Shield, that meant there was still a glimmer of hope, but then when they said Desert Storm, that was like, you know, well, forget it.
It's very, very scary. You're doing the best thing you can do, by the way, which is talking to people and not keeping it in. It's scary for us all.
Well, I'd like to thank the staff of KNBR because, I don't know, maybe I'm just a nervous person, but you guys were there for me during the earthquake. That was my birthday, and I spent about 10 minutes of airtime talking to you guys that night, and I wanted to thank you for the, you know, the shoulder to lean on.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself and your baby. 11:13 on the Giant 68 KNBR. Now, that's what this really is all about, is for us to get together, even if we can't do so in person, and to just talk as we would have 100, 200 years ago, gathered in the town square and just talk, express our fears and our hopes and our prayers and talk.